And welcome into today's audio cast for Monday, August 13th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource. Brought to you today by Aviation Consumer Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney. AvWeb's editor-in-chief Chad Troutvetter recently caught up with EADS Cicada's Jean-Michel Léonard, who was appointed as the company's chairman and CEO in mid-June. Léonard shares his vision for the company and offers a glimpse into what might be the next model to complement its TBM 850 turboprop single.
I'm an engineer, and I have a degree in France and a degree at MIT in the United States. Then I made, 30 years in aviation, from design office to sales. I've been also the CEO and then the chairman of ATR, and I've been appointed the CEO of EADS Cicada only 1 month ago, a bit more than 1 month ago.
You're obviously new. You have some new plans. Can you tell us a little about that?
Well, it's a bit early to speak about a project because we are at a very early stage of evaluating the business case. Even the propulsion mode is not decided yet, but we are actively working on something which will be not a successor, but an enlargement of the offer from Cicada to the market.
It would be a complementary airplane to the 850, not a replacement.
We believe that 850 has very good success today. We see a future for it for many, many years. But we believe that we must have the possibility to propose something else in addition to have a wider range of customers and a wider share of market.
You like the turboprops, so you're looking at any alternative engines, ethanol or diesel or anything like that?
Diesel for a smaller aircraft certainly makes sense, but what we are considering is something bigger and too big for diesel propulsion. It will be a turbine with a propeller or without a propeller. We don't know yet, but it will be based on a turbine.
Can you tell us how the 850 is doing in light of the onslaught of the very light jets on the market now?
Definitely, 850 is a successful aircraft. We are selling more and more. Our customers are, to what I've heard from them, very happy of the aircraft. And I think there is a market for such aircraft in the future. The jet is certainly something which has some appeal for some people. But I think in terms of rational performance, turboprop has still an edge in many, many aspects.
So you're saying that performance-wise and economy, the turboprop is better than jet if you can put your ego to the side?
Globally, turboprop is a more effective way of propulsion for aircraft unless you want to go at very high altitudes. Then for the rest, in terms of landing and takeoff, in terms of low altitude performance, in terms of cost of operation, in terms of many, many different aspects, it is a better solution, I believe. That's why I believe in the future of turboprop. And in addition, as mentioned today, there is the increasing impact of the environmental constraints, which also is in favor of turboprop.
That's a big issue in Europe right now. Can you tell me a little bit about, from your perspective in an aircraft company, how you're affected by that?
I think airlines and private pilots will be impacted by that because there will be regulation more and more worldwide on emissions. And this, of course, will mean that there will be constraint, there will be limitation, and the best environmental friendly the aircraft, the better will be the sales, I'm sure.
Cicada's Jean-Michel Léonard, the world's best website for general aviation news and information, www.avweb.com, now featuring 24/7 updates and news alerts. E-bulletins on significant news can be sent to your email inbox. You can subscribe at avweb.com. And comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, August 17th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.